point of information? Would it be, is it actually in that we're having like a grand jury and a trial where these gentlemen should swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
but the truth? The witnesses are not sworn in. If you read the chapter I provided you, it tells you that the witnesses in a trial are not sworn in.
The rules are from before. Can you explain to everybody that the one that is here accused is in the big trouble?
Point of information isn't. Our point of information is allowed under those five. I told you.
Not as many.
I don't think they're allowed. But
one person.
I don't think so.
So
we're
going to
move on to the next
winner.
Thank you.
Your jacket.
Jacket.
I'd like to call for a break on the app.
I'll speak up.
And so will I. Or at least I'll try and talk a little bit. Mr. Rondell, thank you for coming today. Can you tell us how long you've known and been a part of KPMT, and what position did you end up with, and how did you end up in that position?
Sure, I think I can remember all that. I've been involved for 2.5 years. I've been a co-host on So What's Your Story for 2 years. Before I was an employee, I guess I was four pledge drives I assisted with. And then I was, pretty much the day Obadiga took the job, he and I had breakfast, and he hired me to be interim development director. Did that cover everything?
And when was this, around the same time that he came on full time?
Correct. I think it was actually his first official date, if I'm not mistaken, that we had breakfast, or maybe even before. In fact, I think it may have been when Wayne was still there and before OBDK was in charge.
Let me get a little bit more of the history. When you came, what did you think about the board and the people on the board, and how did you get that information?
Well, initially, you know, I was working with Dwayne, and I knew him just by reputation, really, to be the respected manager of KPFT. And it wasn't until time went on that I realized, you know, things that were being claimed to be done were not being done. And I realized I was being told a lot of misinformation by a lot of people. And it made me step back, you know, and try and realize maybe the people who were being unpleasant and loud were doing it because they'd been lied to for years and years, you know, by Mr. Closer, by Dwayne. And it's amazing. One reason I took the job is I was so appalled that the station had been allowed to atrophy for so many years. And it was clear that it needed fresh, new, energetic blood. That wasn't going to just rely on pledge drives that were failing all over the country, and that we really needed people in there that were ready to move the station in the 21st century, where it hadn't gotten yet in 2016, 2017.
And how do you think Dr. Smile helped to do that? In what ways do you think that
bringing new blood into the station, getting people excited, letting diverse communities know that they were part of the station, that it was no longer just a station, you know, for elderly white hippies, that there was a vast community in a city of 5 million people, and that was the beauty of the program Voices. We were bringing people from ethnic groups, religious groups, social groups, and that, to me, is the most important part of KPFT, is being a community voice. I think there are factions that don't want it to do that. I think they want it to be a station for elderly white people, it's their station, and they don't appreciate those people, whether it's African Americans, Hispanics, you know, Asians. It's not their station. It's the station of the elderly white people.
Can you tell me when you learned that Dr. Smile was to be fired?
Yes, it was the day after the board meeting where they decided to investigate Mr. Kozier for inappropriate actions with finances and personnel. And I was called, I honestly can't quite remember who called, but that told me that Rhonda Gardner was running around telling everybody that OPDK was about to be fired by Bill. So I called Bill and I said, look, this is a bad move. You know, this, there's a loyal, hardworking staff, you know, the community is excited. And he said, well, I wish you wouldn't tell anybody. I said, I'm going to tell everybody, you know, unless you guarantee me, you know, that OBDK's job is safe. And I do absolutely think that Mr. Crozier's, you know, feelings were hurt, his ego was hurt, that OBDK did not fire Christopher Whaley. You know, Mr. Crozier made clear to me that for some, he didn't say why, but that he wanted OBDK to fire Christopher Whaley and not Wayne Bradley and not Mr. Crozier. But for some reason, he wanted to be OBDK. To me, there's only one reason, race.
Well, let me ask you this. Later, some other people got fired a few days later. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It was, you know, the African-American full-time employees and me, you know, that had stood up for OBDK. It was retaliation. And yeah, absolutely. Mr. Crozier opened himself up and Pacific up to a number of lawsuits.
So, what were you hired for, Greg?
Louder.
What were the terms of
louder?
What were you hired for, and what were the terms of your initial contract?
Development. The terms were, I think, 18. I want to say 18 hours a week, $18 an hour. So, very much a part-time position.
Okay.
But let me be clear. Also, I was not hired as a fundraiser. I was hired to do development, which are very, very different things. You know, it was time to build a foundation, a financial foundation, and build a core of supporters that we could count on, as opposed to just begging people on the air again and again for money.
So if I understand you, then you weren't responsible for seeing to it that day-to-day the money came in, but you were responsible for planning for the future and expanding into the future. Is that correct? You were asked to work with Dwayne Bradley, and that was supposed to be, I think, about getting major donors, which sounds like fundraising. Did you understand that your job was that was part of your job, and did you work with Dwayne Bradley on that?
No, I reached out to Dwayne any number of times, and he told me, well, if I had a secret stash of wealthy donors, you know, I would have had them out long before now. I don't believe for a second that someone could possibly be head of a media organization for 6 months, let alone 1 year, let alone 15 years, and not have contacts within the community with which he could fundraise. He simply didn't want to. He did not want to do anything. And that was something I expressed to Mr. Crozier more than once. And I didn't understand why the head of Pacifica was calling me to have a meeting with me and Mr. Bradley when I didn't report to Mr. Crozier, but I did it, and I told him repeatedly, you know, this was a waste of time trying to deal with Dwayne because Dwayne didn't want to do anything. And even when Mr. Crozier and
I got it.
I understand.
I've got one
question. That's what I thought.
In the three-month period that you were working there, how much money did you actually raise or bring in?
I have no idea.
You have no idea how much money you raised?
No, it wasn't my job.
Wasn't your job to raise money?
My job was development. My job was to build a long-term development plan to raise the finances of KPFT.
I see.
So I was not in charge. In fact, I specifically said when I came on that I would not be in charge of, you know, the many small events that they have going on, which are important, which are as important for
community. Were you involved with underwriting at all?
No, I wasn't involved with underwriting.
Were you involved with the Amy Goodman event?
I was. In fact, I was in charge of the Amy Goodman event.
So you were fundraising?
Well, sure. Fundraising is part of the development, but that wasn't my job on a day-to-day basis. It was the fundraising that I was willing to do was set up ongoing events, not the little, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm very proud of the event.
And how many of them actually occurred, and how much money did they raise in the period when you were working there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. Was there any other besides Danny Goodman event?
Well, we had quite a number of events planned. Yes, absolutely. We had a Carl Bernstein event planned in January.
Planned for the future.
Absolutely.
I got it. Who was in charge of the fund drive? Do you know?
I would say, ultimately, Obadike, though his hands were tied by Mr. Crozier, who put very strange conditions on, such as us buying flying in this Christine Bosdale from Los Angeles, who was apparently only there to promote her private business.
Was there any other, besides the Christine Bosdale, which we'll respond to, was there any other strange conditions that were put on by Mr. Crozier?
He set the times, you know, when they would be, the time length of them, flying in Christine. I'd have to think about it. Those were the most self-destructive ones.
Thank you. And why do you think he set the times the way he did? Did it have anything to do with running out of money?
No, it didn't. We were in regular contact with the Van Santen, Markeisha. You know, we were not in danger of losing money. I think, again, this was a vendetta. I think it has a lot to do with Mr. Crozier's feelings about Mr. Lark. I think it has to do with board factions. And I think Mr. Crozier is...
Well, thank you for what you think about it, but I'm only interested in some factual responses.
I think those are facts.
I know. That's one of the interesting things about it, that people think that their reality is a real fact.
That's something we've had to deal with Mr. Crozier a great deal.
How successful was your 1,000 Heirs project?
Oh, I think it was going to be very successful.
It was going to be very successful.
Absolutely. That was job, was to build a program.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I have no further questions.
I have a few questions here. I want to appeal to George and PK that if I ask questions, you may object to them because I'm making my best judgment, but, you know, that's your job to object to
them. If I object to them, could I just have a follow-on question?
Excuse me?
If I object to them, could I have a follow-on question?
No.
So we just have to take a vote on whether you can ask the question?
Right.
All right.
So the first question I have is, were you offered to be quiet, hush money?
Absolutely I was. And I would not sign it. They offered me, I can't remember, a few weeks' pay, which wasn't much, and I couldn't use the money, but it was, you know, not to say anything about Bill. And I am not going to shut down. I think a criminal and a dishonest individual is in charge of Pacifica. I'm going to tell everyone I can because we're asking people to give their hard-earned money to someone that I think is dishonest.
I need a follow-up question.
We're going to do rebuttals, and so I'll ask how much time you each need, and we'll do that.
Okay, fine.
The follow-up to this, which I think you've already answered, is if so, why didn't you take it? Do you feel that you've answered that?
Because I think it would have been immoral to take it. I mean, if I felt like someone dishonest was at the very top of Pacifica and was a member of this board, and I was being given money not to say anything about it, I think that's rather shocking. And I will continue to speak up about it because I do think it's a travesty who is running Pacifica nationwide.
Could you ask him to not say anything?
The other question I have here is how does the decision to pay Bradley rise to the level of misappropriation of funds?
Because if this was Mr. Crozier's personal station, he has a right to spend his money any way he wants to. He does not have a right to spend contributors' money on someone who's not going to do a job, makes it clear that he's not going to do a job, and continues getting paid each and every week when he's proved he won't do the job. That, to me, that's a crime. And I also wonder what else is going on and what else Mr. Bradley is being paid for.
Was the offer of settlement called severance pay?
I believe it was, but I'm not certain.
There's time for rebuttal. How many minutes do you think you each need? I know we agreed to make it even, so
yes. So it was called severance.
George, I'm asking for a time.
A time that we'll need for
2 minutes for rebuttal questions?
I think
cross-examination.
I think 2 minutes will be fine.
Okay, then we'll start with PK and then we'll go to you.
Why do you consider the severance pay a bribe?
Because if it was a severance package, it seems like it would have been, you know, this is for your service, thank you, we're out. It's saying, you know, don't talk to media, don't talk to anyone, don't tell anyone what's going on, you know, don't speak the truth. That sounds like a cover-up at best.
Did contractors get severance pay?
Not that I've ever heard of. That was another suspicious thing. I was not an employee.
Did you ever have an opportunity to listen to some alternative ways to address the issue of firing Dr. Clown?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Did you ever listen to any alternative ways to save his job?
I mean, yeah, Mr. Crozier agreed the evening that he fired Obadike, he agreed to rescind it and agreed, you know, that he had not given Obadike any written, you know, expectations or any plan. And so he said on the phone, which I was listening to, that he would rehire Obadike and that we could tell everyone who was gathered that he would be rehired.
Yes.
But then, as Bill Clay, he says one thing, you know, to get out of trouble in the moment, but he apparently didn't have any intention of following it because by the next morning, he had shown everyone that it was a lie.
Did Dwight Bradley do
a good job? Dwight Bradley didn't do anything. He absolutely refused to do anything. The only single thing he did with me was introduce me to Leo Gold, who I asked if we could have the Amy Goodman band at his home, and I even, you know, Leo would be perfectly happy to say that I was in charge of the event. That Leo, that Dwayne Bradley did absolutely nothing on that event, not a little bit, nothing.
Are you witness to anything else that might be considered unethical or illegal that was proposed during this time?
I can speak more to the lies that he told to me. As far as crimes, I can only speculate, and that's probably not what I should do right now. Do I believe crimes occurred? Absolutely, I do. But as far as things that I can testify to as fact, I can only testify to the many lies Mr. Crozier told me.
Can you tell me why?
Yeah, are you aware that every staff member who was fired was offered a severance package and it was a contract that was written by a specific lawyer, including yours?
No, I'm not aware of the details.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
But I can
That's all I need. I'm sorry, you answered my question.
I'm fully answering. I can tell everyone that they want everyone to shut up and be quiet.
Again, a standard severance package. Having nothing to do with Bill's intentions whatsoever about keeping people quiet. What's that?
No,
I'm sorry. I asked him to stop speaking. I said I had my answer, and he continued to speak.
He knows how much he raised.
Come to order.
I have a question. Is Rhonda Garner going to be on the witness? I want to call Rhonda Garner to testify. That's good. Okay. What lies are you saying that Bill told you?
Oh.
Well, actually, one question before that. One question before that. You handed after Obadike was fired, you gave Bill a copy of what was supposed to be a plan for making the foundation whole, or making the station whole, of sort of getting out of the fiscal hole that we were in. Bill rejected it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
It was only asked for after Obadike was fired. One was never requested before that.
Well, do you know for a fact that Bill didn't request a plan from Obadike before that? Is this something of your knowledge?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I don't understand the question.
How do you know Bill didn't ask him?
Because I was present for many, many meetings.
Oh, were you present for every meeting that Bill had with Obadike?
The majority.
And did you read all his emails?
Time is up. I have one more question. Are you still IBM and are you considered staff?
I'm sorry?
I'm reading from this post-it. Are you still IBM and are you considered staff?
I don't think that's for me. I don't even know what that would be. That's not
kidding. It has to be.
Oh, okay. It doesn't apply.
Okay.
I was never general manager.
Are you still development?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Are you still the development?
No.
We're done. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh. Did Mr. Crozier push for buying? I'm sorry, I'm trying. Chris? Did Mr. Crozier push for buying Christine Blosell packages for?
Absolutely. We never, ever would have bought that crap unless we felt like we were absolutely forced to. Yeah, it was an embarrassment.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we're going to stand at ease for 30 seconds so I can talk to Ted about the question Jerry raised. So, would we like to make it longer? Yeah. Can someone make a motion for me?
What are we doing?
Is there a second? All those in favor of taking a 5-minute break, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, thank you. 5 minutes starts now.
Oh, this is more orderly than I expected. More orderly. It's not fair, but orderly. I would like to have her chair. God, she's doing a wonderful job.
Is there a water fountain in the building?
He's that's what the space was objecting to, and she's doing it, and she's a crazy lady, and I don't want to tangle with her now. You know, but she.
Basically, I asked him if he would take further personnel problems, and he knew that was something he wanted to say yes. What more for that? No, before he did any full funds, he was already doing
part time. So, make sure George works with that.
But he is correct. I did already.
It's pretty. We got this 3 days ago.
It's pretty still a good idea, but yeah. If that's how Robert has it, then perhaps we can rebut it. But the whole thing about not springing it is a surprise story and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What a pile of crap.
I'm really glad you're on my side.
You trained me well. I wish you had a bob patted down for when he's before 2020. He pulled a knife out of his back. And Larry Winter said he knew nothing about the code of conduct.
And he hasn't answered the charges yet, right?
Nope.
Okay, I think we need to do a couple of things. I like Bob a lot, but I think he's having near a breakdown.
Let's you and I have a conversation about that.
Huh?
Let's you and I have a
conversation
about that.
It's not a time.
Because at one time I was a chain. I tried very hard for 3 years. I went to Ray Hill, I went to Wayne Bradley, I went to St. Lamb, but then I was in 15 minutes. He was sexually harassing a man, and I am scared of him. And when he was 18, I was going to go to the went on to take care of people at the university and not die.
You saw the whole
thing. I was at the forum, the ball was there, and I was afraid.
And the board is half women. What, they have to be afraid that if they say something, they're going to, it's going to disagree with?
Yeah.
had no idea. Good. And when I, you know that I'm a fighter too.
Yeah, I'm a fighter. Yeah, less than a minute.
When he came over,
I was trying to watch.
When he came over to threaten her, I got my feet out.
She said I should probably circulate
the
And not only that, not only did he go out at the time and not reprimand him or throw him out at the time. When I asked him, I passed him a note that I was going to raise a personal opinion. He said, no, that's an opinion, a personal...
How did
he just trust Lars manipulate? Yes, he does. Anyway, he said that was not relevant, and he didn't call a panel because... What? Because what?
I'm not going to. I don't have enough time to answer this stuff. You just have to say it. When you press out this time.
Okay. Well, you could give one to Casey.
What's that?
Yeah, you could give a copy to Casey. But give me one, or I can look at it.
The Blasio stuff.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Oh, you should bring that up for a few. That's just not right.
As you do that, I'm going to make a couple announcements. First, we looked up points of information and points of order, and we can't allow them, but it would be a change to the rules. And so on page 664, it says we can vary the procedures described here, but we need a vote of a majority. So I would need a motion, a second, and a majority vote to allow points of information and points of order. So if that's something you're interested in, that's the process for that. Also, I'd like to say to both PK and George that I want to make sure that our witnesses feel safe and respected here. So let's make sure if we ask them a question, we let them finish their answer. From here on out, I'm going to rely on you two to object to each other if that's not the case.
Casey, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
Really. I think the voice Dwayne Rock would be running it.
And by the way, our fund file, this is fund file that we just had, 253,000,
not 250.
Right, the only five privileged motions I read at the beginning, we want to add one, we have to approve
it. You forgot some people.
Yeah.
I didn't get that one either.
Okay, I can give this one back if I have one.
Oh, I didn't get one.
Okay.
Good evening, Ben. Can you tell me how long you've been a part of KPMT and what you have, and in what capacity for you?
I've been a member for maybe 2 years now, and in January of this year, I started coming to development committee meetings. I wanted to help raise money. So my relationship was just as a listener, and I knew from listening that the station needed money and was having trouble getting money. So I think I came to 7 or 8 development meetings. And my experience with that was the I wasn't really allowed to participate. I don't think that there were opportunities to contribute. The first thing I tried to do was help get the station caught up on last premiums. I wasn't allowed to help with that. The second thing, there was a mandate out of a meeting to facilitate programmer-led development. And when that didn't look like it was going anywhere, I took some initiative that was, I think, blocked in different subtle ways. And then, so I gave up and used my time in other ways.
When you said that you were trying to implement more development within KPMG, what was the problem with
that? There didn't seem to be any kind of actual process. And I think that there's plenty that could be done to develop a robust process that wouldn't be wholly reliant on pledge drives, but there doesn't seem to be political will, and the structures that are in place with the different committees are occupied by folks who don't seem to welcome, really seem to discourage initiatives. What Red was doing, I mean, I didn't really do anything going per se, but people who looked like they were threatening to get some kind of traction going were either purged or.
I'd like you to think a little bit more about how you do that. Did you feel like across the board that Dr. Kamau had the support of individuals such as and Dwayne Bradley?
No, I didn't understand really any of the political goings on. I didn't realize that there was a problem necessarily until they fired him, or they still fired him. But it seems like OBDK was showing up to the development meetings. So was Bill. Occasionally so was Dwayne. I'm not sure.
Was there a way that Dwayne helped OBDK create more development or help OBDK be better with the programmers?
My only interaction with Dwayne, he took an interest in the project that I was trying to develop or push. And I met with him, and really, we were supposed to meet and talk business, but by the time we finally got to talk about the radio station, the only thing he wanted to discuss was how I knew you. You, at that point, had helped come up with a graphic for the project that I had created, and had some advice and things to say about you. So I don't understand really what that agenda was. I do now, looking back, understand where he was coming from. But if anything, his contribution was to drive a wedge between the only couple of people who were helping fulfill a need that I saw, that I thought I could help fill.
Did you feel that need was being satisfied by those individuals that he had a problem with?
Yeah, it could have been. I still don't think it's being satisfied right now. Volunteer coordination, for instance.
I have a question, but my question is, what does this have to do with any of the charges? Somebody clarify for me. Really? What does it have to do with... What charge are we talking about here?
We're talking about the charge of divisiveness that we talked about.
There's no charge of divisiveness here.
Can you direct your question?
I'm asking.
I mean, there's more.
No, it's
never mind. I don't have any further questions.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I wasn't allowed any kind of insight into that. I mean, a development committee meeting? I don't recall anything like that.
George,
if
you
could think of, unless it's just not that meeting, that was what I was doing.
Do you understand
how much time?
I mean, 2 minutes.
Is that okay with you, George?
Yeah.
I assume it is.
Do you understand that there were people that were working together well and there were people that didn't work well together? How do you think that affected the state's ability to grow?
Yeah. You know, the divisions that I was privy to were really just, they presented, for instance, the first problem I tried to help with, which was to catch people up on premiums, that alienates members. I was a member, a listener who wasn't getting my premiums, and they'll have me be feel. And the only opportunity I had to connect with the person who was working on that was a phone call that just became a 45-minute vending session about Pacific Venice. Nothing about it. I know what you're talking about. That was the one time I was, I think, about to be able to engage with somebody outside of a meeting. The other time that I was about to be able to engage with somebody outside of a meeting was Dwayne, when he was telling me why I shouldn't be working with you. So, I don't know, it prevents any kind of cohesion or momentum. And if you aren't interested or able to work with Bill's faction, then you're not going to get any support to do anything. That was my experience.
Could you see the faction?
I couldn't see it until it, the other issue at the meeting with the gesture. When I could see people who were coalescing around something that nobody should rally to defend, it became apparent how people were going to defend anything their faction members did. So it was like a roll call. Whoever would stand up and speak on behalf of a gesture that was indefensible, it made it clear who was who.
Yeah, I would like to request that the testimony be directed towards the issues in front of us. And if you have any more, but this is a request of the chair. It seems to me it's your responsibility to see to it that I'm willing to point it out, but it seems to me that we can't just have testimony about this, that, and the other thing here.
Well, I'd ask you to object during that time.
I just did.
Okay, I heard you. The testimony is over except for your minute and a half.
What has this guy?
That's what he was talking about. They tried to talk about the premiums.
When you said you were sort of prevented
louder
from being able to participate,
I cannot hear louder.
When you said that you were prevented from being able to participate, who did that? Was that the person who was responsible for the premiums? Were you trying to work with him?
It was actually her. At the January meeting, Rhonda announced that she was going to be doing the premiums. I and actually Elaine possibly volunteered to help with that. I didn't get any follow-up. I reached out a few times by email. I reached out to Ted. Ted called Rhonda. Rhonda called me to talk about ostensibly premiums, but it was really about something totally unrelated. And every effort I made by email to help with premiums was rebutted with, I can't train you to use the system, or I don't have room in my office. So no.
Let me ask you a question. In what way was this Bill Crozier's responsibility? As far as you can tell.
Bill, okay. Apparently, we hear in hindsight that Bill wanted to get rid of Chris in favor of Rhonda. I don't know about Chris's job performance, except that in the past, when I had emailed him and said, hey man, I need my premium, he sent it to me. That's all I know. All I know of working with Rhonda is trying to bring people into a fold that was divisive, and this is what Bill supports.
I have one question here. Did you ever ask Bill Crozier to come out publicly against hate speech?
Yeah.
Did he?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Were you done?
What was that question?
I have just one more question.
Yeah.
You think Rhonda was looking to get Chris's job. Did she get it?
Yeah.
She did.
No, she didn't.
Interesting.
Okay, you also have one more question.
It's so funny.
I'm in construction, and when you lose your job, you can call that getting somebody's money. She got his money, or Bill got his money. Somebody got his money. He's gone.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ben, what would you like to see happen with KPMT specifically, with the foundation overall? You have a daughter. So, I mean, do you have an idea of what this station would be like?
Yeah, I do. People listen for different reasons. I think that people should be invited to rally around the causes that bring them to KPFT. So it can be facilitated. There can be a lot more community involvement if the barriers were removed. When people show up, they should be allowed to contribute meaningfully in a way that they feel that suits their strength. I feel like there could be a more robust funding mechanism. It's, you know, all kinds of funding are being somehow, public funding, whatever, community funding. I think there are so many ways you can go after that that are not being taken advantage of. So that funding wouldn't even be an issue. It would be more about strengthening the community that it serves.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any more?
I have another witness who had a previous engagement to talk her way. Would anybody object to it's now 9 o'clock.
She could be a
rebuttal. Yeah, that would be fine.
Do you have any other?
No.
Okay. So we're moving on, George, to the defense witness.
You want to call you first? Okay, Rhonda. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and for this, I have a question here for me that says, can a board member who is going to vote on the outcome be a witness? I've looked at the chapter here, and I haven't found anything that says that she can't be a witness. If you can find evidence, I would love to have it cited and hear it.
How would that be possible? Right. Nobody involved can be a witness. What?
So am I going up or what?
Yeah, you're going up.
Please.
So Rhonda, did you get Chris's job?
No, I did not want Chris's job, and I am still in the position that I've always been in, and that is I am an assistant to the membership coordinator. And I probably could have had a full-time job or gotten more hours, and I refused them.
Thank you.
And I do not want to be a membership coordinator.
Thank you. Were you aware of the offers that were made, the severance packages that were offered to people?
Yes, I was.
By virtue of working where you were?
Yes.
Say louder.
And were they all the same? Were they all the same?
Yes.
Thank you.
I believe they were given a percentage of what they were earning. They were all offered the severance packages under the same conditions.
And do you consider that a bribe?
No, I do not consider that a bribe.
Thank you.
I personally consider that to be very generous, especially considering that Greg had only worked there a short time. Christopher didn't do his job, but I did agree with Tucker getting severance, for sure.
Okay.
None of the others, though.
Okay.
I would have supported it.
I think that's all the questions I have. Is there any piece of information that you think is germane to these charges that you'd like to offer?
Yes. One of the primary reasons that Dr. Obadike Kamau was let go was because of his refusal to address the problems in the membership department. I cannot guarantee this, but it was my understanding that prior to Obadike taking the job, he was aware of the problem in the membership department, was aware that Dwayne Bradley would not fire him, and agreed to. Also, we got Wendy Schrell on. Thank you, Obadike. Great move. And she started working in the membership department, and Wendy and I would constantly ask Obadike and Bill, like, what's going on with Chris? What's going on with Chris? When Wendy came on, she was shocked because she discovered all these mistakes that I've been telling everyone about.
Just a moment. Wendy, would you be willing to testify?
Just
to that.
Let me just finish this, and maybe Wendy can confirm or deny. So okay. What I want you to know is Wendy and I were like, okay, what can we do about this? So we started gathering all of the evidence. We presented that evidence to Obadike in a stack, no fewer than that. And he said, thank you, ladies. You've finally given me something that I can work with. I can work with this. Implying that, okay, yeah, we'll let Chris go.
Thank you.
And I was also told that Obadike refused to be a black man, firing a black man. Cliff Smith told me that.
You need to address his body.
Wait a minute.
There were a close example.
George, you have a minute and 45 seconds left.
Okay, thank you.
Can you call this group to order?
Yeah, and I'm happy. There's lots of side talk growing, and I think we're getting tired. So, come to order.
Thank you for that.
Come to order, Robert. We need the side talk to stop so we can respect Rhonda and hear her testimony.
How did you know that Bill Crozier was going to fire Obadike from
Alice? Because I participated in conversations about staff at KPFT as a staff member.
But it's my understanding that...
Just like you talked to Markeisha and other paid staff and unpaid staff.
Why did his firing have to do with a specific date that also included the fact that I could no longer be running KPFT?
I don't understand the question.
The question, the statement that you made, or did you make the statement that I would no longer be running KPFT?
Did I ever make that statement? I would imagine I probably made it a couple of times because I perceived you and Ted as being... I think Obadike might still be the manager if you and Ted would have stepped aside. So it would be very, very realistic that I said that more than once to more than one person.
So what was your...
And does this relate to the testimony?
It's not for you to object.
Okay. Can you object if it necessary?
It's not for you to object.
When you talked to the police officer, did you let him know that you were the executive director?
No, I'm not the executive director. And let's be real clear that I did not call the police, as I was accused for a long time. Obadike or Ted called the police. And they did lead the community to believe that that I and Larry called the police, which was like a lie.
Okay. I mean, what difference did it make?
It made a lot of difference.
You. Mr. Moran, or Officer Moran, said that you decided who was getting a trespassing warning. Did you have a conversation with Officer Moran?
I did not approach Officer Moran. Officer Moran approached me and asked me to identify the people who had been terminated, which I did. From there, I was instructed to go and buy a no trespass sign. And he explained to us,
you know, what we needed to do.
Did you know that there were actually 4 calls into the police department?
Nope. And I didn't make one, and neither did Larry or Sandy.
How do you know?
Because I was there with them the whole time. We were together.
Well,
and we put off calling the police. We kept trying to get you guys to get out of the meeting because it happened and asked y'all to leave. And we waited over an hour and just sat out there in the lobby to let y'all do whatever the heck it is y'all were going to do. Then Ted and Obadike, and maybe you, I don't even remember if you were there, they got up and went into the manager's office. And then the next thing you know, the police pull up. I did not call the police. Larry Winters did not call the police. Sandy Whiting did not call the police. Perhaps you should ask Obadike if he called the police. When he was testifying, if you're curious.
Well, I'm not curious. I'm going by what's in the police report and what I do know. But I want to say this, that it seems like what your role has been is to keep people on balance, to say awful things about
I object to this. I object to this.
Why is it that you feel the need to vilify individuals as a board member?
I object to this. This is an interpretation of what she may have said.
Why do you feel that, why is it that you have been at the forefront of telling people awful things to themselves?
For example, I tell the truth. I tell the truth. That's for sure.
So
what do you want to know?
Well, tell me what you think ethics is or civility.
No, I don't care to do that. My definition doesn't depend on it.
I object to this. What does this have to do with the charges? It's about Rhonda's attitude toward civility. What does that have to do with the charges?
She's shooting the witness. That's what she said. They were fully aware of it, and to be quite frank, that's one of the reasons why Robin left.
Who offered you more hours?
Nobody offered me more hours. I haven't been offered more hours. I don't know what you're talking about. You'd like to know who's asking that question. I have not been offered more hours. To the contrary, what Mr. Winters has done, unlike Mr. Bradley or Mr. Kamau, it's not asked me to work more hours that qualify me for benefits that I've never gotten. And so this board knows I've worked here for 4 years. I've qualified for health benefits for 3, and I've never gotten them. Obadike Kamau and Dwayne Bradley both asked me to work as much as I could, knowing that I was due benefits and they were not given to me.
Next question. Was it appropriate for LSB members to share ideas with OADK?
Sure, but I would...
I object. What does this have to do with the charges?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so I won't answer that one.
I'm going to... Where does this go? Was it appropriate for LSB members to share ideas with Bill Crozier?
Again,
was it appropriate for Bill Crozier to share ideas with Obadike?
Of course it was. And as a matter of fact, am I allowed to speak about Christine Blossfield?
That's not the question. The next question is, did you tell board member Adriana Pasaneve that you were upset because Bill hired Dwayne Bradley instead of giving you a full-time job he promised?
No, but I did, and I'm going to confess right here and now, I am the one who alerted the entire board. I'm the one who let the cat out of the bag that Bill Crozier had Dwayne Bradley on the payroll, and I didn't approve of it.
Do we need rebuttal minutes?
Why don't you ask me about Christine Blosdale?
Okay, what about Christine Blosdale?
Okay,
George, how many minutes do you need?
What is that?
How many minutes were given for whatever that was?
You each had 1:45 left, and you want to use that, and PK wouldn't get any, or you could get more, and then she would get more also.
We'll go with that. Tell us about Christine Blosdale in 1:45.
OBPA has led you to believe, and Greg Aldell have led you to believe, that they were forced to buy products from Christine Blosdale. That is not a truth. One thing that OBPA was really great about was involving the staff in talking about things. We have staff meetings the Tuesday before fund drive on Thursday. At which point, OBPK realized that we were in no way, shape, form, or fashion, and it was pretty caught off guard and shaken that we were not in any way prepared. In that meeting, OBPK put it to the staff, hey, other managers and Bill Crozier have told us about these products that Christine Blosdale does. So OBPK presented them to us. We commented on how we thought it was like a home shopping network. I know that I even commented that I don't want people pledging for the gifts. I want people to pledge for the program. And I think what Christine Blosdale was selling was wealth, health, and love. So the staff, under OBPK's direction, Greg was very vocal. They made the decision to give it a try. And we did sell them. In other words, getting those products didn't cost us any money. Any other questions?
We don't have more time, but I would be delighted if I did.
Okay. You have 3 more seconds.
How much?
Yeah, you have time.
No, there are no more questions.
Thank you. PK?
I have one here.
All right.
I'm going to call you and ask you a specific question.
How do you know that Bill Crozier did not push for the Christine Blosdale
patents? How do I know that? Because Bill Crozier, one of Bill's flaws is he doesn't push. He very, very much wants consensus. And those of you who know Bill for all these years, he's not a pushy guy. And another thing about Bill, which I've actually... I'm going to answer the question. This relates to that. One of the things that I found frustrating about Bill as the IED is, for example, when OBPK was...
This does not relate to this question. This is about the Christine Blosdale packaging.
But it has to do with
Bill for rebuttal. George?
So no, Bill did not push us.
George, would you like more time for rebuttal?
Yes,
PK?
Yes. Could you explain what you're trying to say?
George, PK, I need a time. So when I say, would you like more time for rebuttal, I need you to tell me a number of minutes.
1 minute.
1 minute?
Yes.
You want 3?
3.
So I'll give you each 3, George.
Okay, so Rhonda, I gather you're speaking to the relationship between Bill and OBPA insofar as
yes.
You saw it. Is that correct?
Bill Crozier, I would go to him because things weren't happening, and I would alert him to them. I've done that always. Everybody knows that's what I do. And I would get very frustrated with Bill, just like I do with him with Larry a little bit now, because Bill turns it over to the managers. He wants to let the managers manage the station. So no, Bill did not push, manipulate. He offered it as a suggestion. And OBPK took it to the staff, had a discussion, and made the decision.